got a phone call from Mama, KF4MUA.
Patrick had to go change vehicles and Ken destinated, so I'm the only one left here. How's it going, man?
I'm dry, man. For a Monday morning, it's doing just right. How about yourself?
Still getting over the sick we all had over the Christmas break, and this is my first day headed back into the office since December 15th, so I got to get back into the swing of things this week.
Man, phew, that ain't no fun.
Heck, the day, my last day in the office, Courtney got sick, and then, you know, she was coughing and fever for a couple weeks, and I had to take her to urgent care and wait 5 hours and stuff because everybody's getting sick, and then I was fine until she started to get better, and then as soon as she started to get better, I got sick, and I'm just, I got over it after about a week, and then as soon as I was getting over it, I got a sinus infection, so now I'm getting antibiotics for my sinus infection. But I'm well enough finally to go back into the office. So last week was the worst week for me, and then Christmas week was the worst week for her.
Like it. Well, at least y'all's getting better, so that's a good thing. Glad to hear that. But man, knock on wood, we've been lucky so far.
Because yeah, this was no fun. She was coughing like really, really bad for at least a week and a half. And we tested negative for COVID, but I don't think those tests really work anymore because COVID has evolved so much. Because, you know, we have all the symptoms, but, the tests just don't work. So pretty sure we had COVID or the flu or something really bad like that. And just hopefully we're going to be getting out of it now.
We'll be praying for you on that one just to get better. Cause, man, even that sinus infection, I hate them things.
The real bad headache that comes with those, so I'm glad. I've been on medication for a couple days now, and the pressure's gone. I don't have the headaches, thank goodness, but yeah, it was bad for a while.
No fun. I always do that saline with that little, not the neti pot, but the one that you spray the water up in your nose to clean your sinuses out. I do that a lot just to try to keep them clean.
And then had my doctor tell me that if you do that too much, there's actually a lot of good bacteria in your body. And then, you know, if you kill off all the good bacteria, it can actually make you more susceptible to the sinus infection. So he recommended I actually not use one of those anymore. So I quit.
I haven't heard that yet, but that makes sense.
Look, it's called I Contain Multitudes. And it's a really good book about how our bodies are really just an ecosystem in and of themselves, and we host like all of these millions of different like bacteria and other organisms that help us survive. And it really opened my eyes about how being a germaphobe isn't really the best thing, because you know our bodies are full of bacteria and all kinds of things that we need to survive. So it's a really good book. It's called I Contain Multitudes. It's available on Amazon, and they also have it on Audible as an e-book, or as an audiobook, if you want to do it that way, but I highly recommend it.
Okay, man, that sounds good. Yeah, I was always taught that our body is full of stuff like that, good germs and bad.
Their digestive tract, and that's why, you know, when you take antibiotics, you can get some really bad GI things, because the antibiotics are indiscriminate. You know, they kill off all of the good gut bacteria you have, and you got to rebuild your gut there.
I can see that. I mean, they were beautiful, nice and quiet. We enjoyed ourselves, so everything with us, it went very well. Couldn't ask for any better.
A great time. It was just the two of us and the kids at home. We didn't go anywhere because we were sick, but you know, we still gave the kids their presents and had a fun New Year's and stuff like that. So just the family at home, and that's nice to do that once in a while, nice and low key.
It is very nice to do that once in a while, and we enjoy doing that. So yep, same thing with us, man. Didn't have no kids or nothing, but you know, it was just her and I. And Annette and I, and we just kind of really enjoyed ourselves, and you know, like you said, low key, just kick back and enjoyed the time off.
Over the holidays, I finally managed to get an HF antenna put up after, you know, I've been off of HF for a couple of years. Excuse me. So I'm really, really happy to be back on HF again.
That's good, but it ain't changed. It's still the same. So it's still, you know, what's your signal report? You were a 5x9 or a 9, you know, whatever, and where you at? So it's pretty much still the same.
Groups I used to listen to a lot on HF in the evenings. Now, a couple of good nets there, too, to find if, you know, if you're into nets and stuff. But, yeah, I also do a lot of digital stuff, and that's also fun. I'm a big fan of PSK31. I do like a good keyboard-to-keyboard conversation. I'm not a huge fan of FT8, you know, because it's just kind of like a like an automated, you know, computer talking to computer. But digital mode's a lot of fun, too. So, you know, all kinds of fun to have, be had on HF.
I like checking in a couple HF nets, South Park being one of them. You know, if you like that, and I enjoy doing that, listen a lot of 80 meters.
And it has there's the nightly South Carolina single sideband net, and then there's another one called the Friendly Bunch. They're on 3915 at night at various hours. They're pretty cool guys, and then there are a couple of others. The Maritime Net is always a good one. All kinds of things.
Frequency is the single sidebed net on, do you know?
3915, I can't remember.
Net on at 8 o'clock tonight, I think, with 2 meter single sideband.
South Carolina single sideband net is
3915.
I want to say 7. Early check in is at right around 6:30.
Mama says she got about 3.5-4 inches of snow up there this morning.
So leave it up there.
For a bunch of rain tomorrow.
For a bunch of rain down here and freezing rain and snow up around the house.
That's got to be fun.
Ken and Andrew always wanting snow.
Snow now and again either.
And yeah, if I could dictate when it was going to be, it wouldn't be bad. But it seems like it's always at the most inconvenient time.
Up here long enough for it to be inconvenient for me yet. We'll pull into my shop, so I'm going to say 7-3 is what I can. And gentlemen, y'all have a great day and a blessed one, man. And I will say 7-3 is on your finals.
Pretty hope you have a great day, KO4HGX.
Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. W2JKT.
I just started messing with JSA call.
And I got it to where it can send a heartbeat and stuff. And I see messages and I see people sending stuff back and forth. But I'm still just not really sure how it all works. So I'm going to sit down with it a little bit more this weekend probably and see if I can figure something out.
Like I said, I've been using it on and off for about a year now. But I don't know anybody else other than Andrew that does it, and getting schedules together has not been great for that. So haven't messed with it a whole lot, but I did find an add-on program to go with it that is really interesting, and it's called JSA Spotter. And it allows you to have offline maps of where you're making contacts instead of having to go to look at your PSK reporter. It does give you that, and you can tell it to watch for certain call signs to come up. So I'm learning how to use it, too.
Well, my APRS beacon went off as soon as you said it.
JSA Call Spotter.
Out to just past an exit 35. Every single time I drive by this exit, a DOT guy has a truck off on the exit ramp doing an inspection. That guy does all day. He just pulls truck into that exit ramp and does an inspection, one after another.
But They got a job to do just like the rest of us. Not picking on trucks. I'm all for having to, having them out there. It's when they start picking on certain trucks and things that it becomes an issue. I just don't care for that.
My truck driver, before he retired, he always complained that, if anybody in his company got pulled, the cops would all say, hey, this truck from this company got pulled. Let's go do a whole bunch more to make sure that they're not, slacking off on their maintenance on their fleet or something.
Company, then, yeah, I could see that. But if it's, I don't know, you can see that one both ways, abuse of power or just trying to keep it safe. So, I don't know. We can stay here and do that all day, but I don't know.
Ways too, but I'm getting down here. I'm getting a hard time getting their repeater, so I'll go ahead and sign with you, Patrick. 73, man, have a great day. It's good to talk to you guys again this morning after the long time off.
See you this morning. Glad you're feeling better, and hopefully you get rid of that sinus infection soon. KO4HKX, I'll be clear. 73.
JKT, clear.